to Heartbeat, I'd like to share with you a scripture and then share my thoughts, my prayers, my meditations on it. And I pray that it helps you in your life right now or in your life when difficulties arise. Now, the actual passage of scripture is titled in the Bible that I have called Jesus Stills the Storm. So I'm calling this Heartbeat, Jesus Stills the Storm Still. And so let us read the scripture, and it's in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And he said to them, why are you afraid, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, what sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now you can tell by the last line, when they said they're amazed at the wind and the sea obeying Jesus' words, that they didn't understand who fully Jesus was, because they said, what sort of a man is this? Now, you know, he was fully human, but also fully divine. They were still having an understanding that this was the Saviour. Another interesting thing is that when the storm arises and they feel like they're going to be drowning, they're going to perish, they say to the Saviour, Jesus, save us. They didn't fully understand who this Saviour was, but in another part of them, they could acknowledge or feel like he could save them. And it is true, Jesus can save us, will help us if we cry out to him. But why was Jesus asleep in the boat? He knew the waves were going to, you know, be rough to the point where the boat was swamped and it was going to possibly sink. When Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. When we get into, following Jesus, getting into his boat, we follow him, but we still are living in this world. Jesus said we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And circumstances can arise where it's like a storm. There's circumstances where we struggle, there's difficulties, there's cancer, there's wars, there's disease, there's distrustfulness going on in our relationships. Whatever it could be, there's storms in our life. And the storms will come and go. And some storms seem to be worse than others. But Jesus is saying here that he will still the storms. He still stills the storms in our life. He's still the Saviour. He's still coming to our rescue. But be peaceful and calm like he is, because when we follow him, it says when he got into the boat, the disciples followed him. So when we are disciples of Christ and when we follow him, we need to follow his example of being peaceful and at rest in amongst the storms. Why? You could say, well, because he's the Saviour, so of course he's peaceful. He knows no harm will come to him. No, it's because he lives in the kingdom of God. And if we start more and more and more live in the kingdom of God, live in the kingdom's ways, have access to the kingdom while here on earth, in this world, we will be more at peace. We will sleep peacefully amongst the storms because Jesus, we know, is in control, is in charge, can by the voice, by his thoughts, by his, you know, pointing to the wind and the waves, calm them, calm the storms in our life. Do we trust God as being our Saviour? We say, Lord, you are my Lord and Savior. But do we believe that? Do our actions show that to our God? So we can be at peace when the storms of our life come. We can acknowledge and know that God is in control. He still stills the storm. We can be at peace. And remember, he reminds us before he goes to the Father after the resurrection, peace I give to you, peace I leave with you. So he's given us this peace. Do we know that he leaves it with us as well? If we have access, and we do, to this kingdom of God and live in this kingdom of God, we can live in eternal peace even if there's storms and difficulties and problems happening in our external world, in our external circumstances. That's close to home. But inside of us, in our innermost self, we can be at peace. So I want to encourage you, read this scripture, meditate upon it, and know that Jesus still stills the storms in our lives.